This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Let me first say Happy New Year to you. I hope your holiday celebrations were happy and safe, and I hope to this point your resolutions are still intact. With this first Issues of the Environment of 2017, we want to consider some resolutions. Resolutions that take rather minimal effort, but can make an important difference to the health of our environment. As they say, all change starts at home. My guest this morning is going to help guide us through some of these things. Melissa Cooper Sargent serves as the Green Living Resources Director at the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
Well, after a holiday period largely filled with gluttony, at least on my end, perhaps the best advice to start off with is just consume less.
Certainly. Whether you're out shopping or just in your everyday life, the more things that we consume, the more resources that are being used. So if we want to save money, use fewer resources, create less waste, just think about the things that we're purchasing and if they're really necessary, and try to consume less.
When we think about what we are purchasing, should we be looking at the packaging? Should we be looking at ingredients to make a determination on what we really need to take home?
Packaging is very important to look at. A good percentage of the waste that we are creating is from packaging. So if you have two things that are similar on the store shelf, one has just a simple paperboard packaging and one has a plastic bag that might be made out of vinyl, I would opt for the one with a paperboard packaging or less packaging.
And whatever store you go to, take your own bag.
That's correct. And you are correct when you say you want to look at ingredients. When we're purchasing food and personal care items, the ingredients are listed on the product, and we always want to turn that over and see what's in the items that we'll be bringing into our homes.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. It's the first edition of Issues of the Environment for 2017. We're talking environmental resolutions with Melissa Cooper Sargent. Melissa is Green Living Resources Director at the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. Very often we make too much, and we generate a lot of food waste, don't we?
Yes, we do. Well, there's a number out there that says about 40% of the food produced in the U.S. ends up in landfills. And a portion of that is after it reaches our home. And a portion of that never even makes it out of the store. So there's two things that we can do. When we're in the store, we can buy what is being termed as ugly produce. And so these are carrots that might have two carrots connected or might be a misshapen potato or just produce that is not your typical cosmetically beautiful piece of produce, but yet it's still perfectly fine.
It seems to me that if we were eating local and sustainably grown food, that we're less likely to throw any of it away because we appreciate where it came from and what it means to us.
Certainly, yes. If you have more intention behind the products and the food that you're buying, you will appreciate it more, especially if you have a planned meal behind your grocery purchases or your food purchases, then you know already what that is going toward. And if you have leftovers, either sharing with others or finding new recipes, I think it does involve just simply being more intentional about the food that we're buying and the food that we're making.
And furthermore, if we make the choice to eat local and sustainably grown food, then we're also impacting the environment beyond the walls of our home. We're impacting where it's grown and how it's grown.
A lot of times when you're purchasing locally food, it's oftentimes also sustainably grown. You can certainly talk to the farmers at the farmer's market, or if you join a CSA, talk to your farmer there. And generally, you want to opt for farmers and CSAs that don't use pesticides. And it's not just for veggies. You can get locally grown produce, eggs, dairy, and meat as well. And it's wonderful to have a relationship with the person who's growing your food. And you can also try to get more antibiotic-free animal products. So when you say it affects not just your home, you're ensuring that our local rivers and waterways are not having higher amounts of pesticides and synthetic fertilizers overflowing into them. And if you opt for antibiotic-free meat, well, then that means that we're going to have a more robust health system and antibiotics that actually are effective for humans as well.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking environmental resolutions for the new year, choices we can make. This is Issues of the Environment. Our guest is Melissa Cooper-Sargent, who is Green Living Resources Director at the Ecology Center. Perhaps one of the very easiest things we can do, take some simple measures to reduce the amount of energy we use in our homes.
Yes. Here's some simple steps. At one, you can make sure and unplug any unused appliances or chargers, especially cell phone chargers or computer power cords. Program your thermostat to reduce the heat when you're not at home or when you're sleeping. To take it up another level, make sure that you have good insulation in your home. In the U.S., buildings are actually responsible for a little bit more CO2 emissions than transportation, 39% rather than 33%. So if we can air seal and put insulation in our attic, make sure that we're using storm doors and storm windows, or at least covering the windows with plastic, sealing any leaks or drafts, we can actually save money in our home, $200 to $800 per year, but we're also reducing the amount of CO2 and other greenhouse gases that are being used for just heating our home and for our energy in our home.
And that's before we ever walk out the door. That is an amazing amount of savings for ourselves and for the environment. Once we do leave the door, we would like to drop our personal carbon footprint. There's public transportation available to us, non-motorized transportation, which also provides some health benefits as well. What should we be looking at in reducing our carbon footprint in our communities?
As much as you can take advantage of those opportunities that are available, such as a carpool or mass transit or car share, bike share, or if you have your own bike, any time that you can not use a car, not use or share a car, it's going to be beneficial for us and for the planet. So there's statistics out there that say people that use mass transit actually get more exercise because they're moving around and walking approximately 19 minutes a day rather than 6 minutes a day. And you can really reduce CO2 emissions in our area, because if we switch a 20-mile round-trip commute by car instead take public transit, we can reduce overall CO2 emissions by almost 5,000 pounds per year.
Once again, making a difference. And with that in mind, I want to ask you one final question. If we want to become more broadly involved in taking action on climate, what would be your resolution for the year?
Well, the Ecology Center is very much involved with the Ann Arbor Climate Partnership, and you can too. So if you go to ecocenter.org /local-climate-action, then we have more information there about what you can do and how you can get involved locally, because it is very important that everybody works to take actions, not just in their homes, but we need more than just individual actions. We need a movement to help address these issues. This is something that's going to affect everybody in the world, and if we can all take some action, then this will be all for the better.
Well, there we have it. Some simple, easy ways to better steward our environment in the new year from the comfort of our own homes and just beyond the walls of those homes. Melissa, thank you for your time, and Happy New Year to you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, and Happy New Year to you, too.
I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.